your Max Doom Show, episode 1. In this one, we're looking at women's football, computer referees, Everton signings, food and drink in Broccoli, South East London, and Glastonbury. I've clicked the wrong fucking thing on Outlook, and Jesus Christ, if ever there was a programme that's just set up to fucking shriek and make a big fucking deal of every single little mistake, it's that thing. I don't know what I've done, but everything's vanished, and for the life of me, I cannot get it back. So I'm just going to, well, with... Oh, fuck knows, honest. That, even... It's got you know, the address book in there. You click on that thing. Christ, if you get one letter wrong... The thing... The computer is guessing every other fucking thing I'm doing, but this one seems to be beyond it. Anyway, screw that. I was gonna talk about today.
Sandwich of the week.
This is gonna be a regular feature. The sandwich of the week this week is a bit of a stinker. Made it myself, and the fridge was broke. So it's limited my options somewhat. So I had to go down the shop, and I got some £1 packet of chicken slices. So you know they're good quality. We've also got some ants in the kitchen, and I bought these big wraps, like the big ones that the Turkish calves do for the kebabs, and somehow the ants had got in the bag. We didn't have any other bread, and I didn't have any money to go to the shop to buy a sandwich. I only had £2. Doesn't matter. So I decided, on balance, I would take the one of the wraps from the middle of the bag, which I think seems a reasonable bet. Anyway, so this week's sandwich of the week is ant trampled flatbread with margarine, £1, corner shop chicken slices, and the only bits of salad which didn't have things growing off them. So no, so a less than auspicious start to that particular feature, but I'm sure things will pick up as we go on. What was the other thing? The Women's World Cup. I've not been watching it, but I am aware of the hoo-ha that the computer ref is causing for people, and so much so that the one in the Cameroon England game overruled it twice to stop the Cameroon Ians stomping off the pitch, which I am all for. Yeah, the computer referee thing, this is the natural extension of a game that is just now overrun with crybabies and fucking whiners. And this is what happens when you hand the controls over to the sort of people who think that, everything's got to be just so, and rules are fucking real. Speaking of which, a woman at work today wouldn't let me in the building because they didn't let me pass on. Not only would she not let me in, she stood across the door and then walked out and edged the door closed behind her. And the weird, irritating thing was that I had actually held the door open for three people on my way out of the fucking thing, but none of whom's passes I check. I never do. I couldn't give a shit. Could be letting ISIS or whatever in there, I really don't know. Anyway, somebody else let me in front of this fucking idiot, so... Ha! Yeah, so the rules are rules, crew. The problem with football is you've got three teams on the pitch. You've got the home team, the away team, and you've got the officials. So the home and the away team play against each other, but they also both play against the officials team, and they also both want the officials team on their side. And this is where the problem is. The hoo-ha about, you know, mistakes and officials' problems and that, they will not attack the real root cause, which is the players. They're all cheats. They're all rats who are looking to cheat from the moment they go out on the pitch. So you know, if somebody dives and then the explanation is, well, the ref didn't spot it, why should the fucking ref spot you, little twerp? But with the VAR, it's supposed to be for clear and obvious errors, but that is not how football is dissected or discussed. And it hasn't been since I can remember. You get people banging on about, you know, his shoelace is offside, or he's, you know, there's contact or whatever. That's the fucking golden ticket, isn't it, contact? So this is what happens. You've left the game wide open. Rather than just playing to the fucking whistle, which was the first rule when anyone learnt how to play football, you're kowtowing and you're enabling these fucking rats to just dive and cheat. And the crowd's as bad. They're all screaming for it when you go to a match. You know, I support Everton and they're as bad as anyone else. And it's good to see, actually, that the women's football, the few bits that I've seen, that the players have now started to shriek and scream and fall over whenever they get touched. Everton did make a sign-in, Andre Gomez, for, I think, £22 million. He was on loan last season. Decent player, looked excellent. World beater at times to start with and fell off a little bit. Team seemed to suss him and go tight, and he seemed to struggle with that. And I think we can fairly assume from the Barcelona stuff that he maybe struggles a little bit with pressure and expectation, but he definitely turned it round. Anyway, the Anfield derby last season seems to be held up as some kind of high watermark for him because he played well and the team in general, but they got beat. You know, I see people mention this quite a bit. They lost. It doesn't matter how they lost. They lost again. You know, the fucking goalkeeper with his fucking get the rave on fucking bollocks boots, you know. So it's not really that good. You imagine fucking Pickford on holiday. He'd be the one stopping and wanting to go in every single fucking bar on the strip because he thinks those, what do you call them, the reps, he thinks they like him, and he'd be dragging you fucking into every single one of them, this fella. Anyway, so yeah, they got beat. So £22 million quid, it's insane, but it doesn't seem like a huge amount of money at this point in football history. What was the other thing? Oh yeah, it was out beer in restaurants. This is a persistent issue, a persistent problem for me. If you're going to sell food and drink, then you've got to stand by your stuff, and you've got to give people the, you know, you've got to give them good stuff. I went to this gaff in Brockley, which is where I live in. It's in Lewisham, South East London, and I can't remember the name of the place. It's like Whack-a-Mac, I think it is. Something like that, which probably sounds racist. Don't go through me Twitter bins. Do what you want. It's the one opposite Wetherspoons in... Oh, what was that? Wetherspoons in Brockley, for anyone who knows the area. And actually, before that, we went... This is me and my wife. We went to the Wickham Arms in Brockley, which is a proper old pub that's miraculously survived the area's, you know, fairly violent gentrification. And there was a 60th about to start. This was about, I don't know what time, but it was early evening. And we're outside. There's a couple of other new Brockley types. I'm classing myself as new Brockley here. But so I've just elevated myself three social strands or rungs, whatever the phrase is. And we just hear this voice from outside, from over the way, going, "He's a fucking rapist!" I said, "Oh!" And then this woman comes up, I don't know, trying to calm this fella down. Anyway, long story short, it turned out that this fella, he was going, "I don't..." He's his brother. He's talking about his brother. I don't care if he is a fucking good dad. He's a fucking rapist. Anyway, like, all of which drove one pair of new Brockley types and sent them scuttling from their table. I think it was a bit too earthy, a bit too vibrant for them. But I mean, what do you want? It's £3.90 a pint, and you know. So from there, we went to the Wetherspoons. the Wetherspoons, which she's a lucky lady, which is we walk in and there's all just fellas sat. It's very businesslike, drinking. There's all these fellas just sat down watching Countdown. So not Countdown. What do you call it? What's the other one? Catchphrase. So I joined them because I'm very good at it. And from there, anyway, so we went to the restaurant and he's got a list of beers and I said, well, bring us the coldest, please. And he goes, oh, they're all ice cold, they're all freezing or something. And I've been in it before and they haven't been. So I said, okay, you know, because this one, I don't know, with the Kingfisher, I think it was. And he brings it over and it's not cold. And I can see me missus just, you know, deflate ever so slightly. And I said to him, I'll leave it. So he brings another one over, and it was moderately colder, but it wasn't cold enough, and I'm not going to get involved in it. You know, they're charging for it. And the wife's giving it the face, oh, you're ruining everything. I said, well, you know, I've been perfectly polite, and I've just declined it, you know. I'm just going to have some water. Anyway, so after a while, I went to Bog, and I come back out and I was looking at the fridge situation, and these are vertical fridges. So my deduction is that they're loading from the front, taken from the front. So I caught the fella's eye. I said, you know, so he comes over and I said, I point this out to him. I said, maybe the problem is they're not getting cold enough because you're loading to the front and you're taking from the front. You know, if you got a top, then maybe they'd load to the side, say the left, and then move them and then draw from the right. But I don't think so. Because if you're busy, you just grab what's in front of you. So I said, you know, maybe you could look at a top-loading fridge. So you load into the back and take from the front. And he was looking at me like I was fucking deranged. But everyone else was drinking it. But, you know, I don't think it's acceptable. And the other one around the corner, the one on Broccoli Cross, I don't know the name of that one. It's next to the Vietnamese gaff. Their beer was even warmer. Shite, absolute shite. And they should be ashamed of themselves dishing this up. Just dishing up and going, well, yeah, you'll have it. It's like, remind me of the time when we was in another gaff over there where I ordered this thing and it had a potato cake, but it was quite a fancy latticed affair. And it kind of burnt. It looked like they'd been booting around the floor. And I said to the waiter, you must have looked at me and thought, he'll eat fucking anything, this fella. Which, to be fair, you know, we felt full marks for paying attention. And I looked at the fella at the table next to me and it was beautiful. I said, well, what was the thought process where you thought, I'd take that and he's had that? Anyway, sorry, so with the beer has got to be cold. If they're dishing up tepid food, no one would have a problem with that, would they? You know, but for some reason, you know, I'm some kind of pariah. So that noise was me scratching my nose. I'm some kind of pariah for bringing it up. And Glastonbury kicks off on Friday. Well, that's when the turns start, although I did mention this on my ever-exciting Twitter feed, and a lot of Glastonbury fucking horrors jumped all over it. I said that the lad from work's gone down on a Wednesday, and it doesn't start till the Friday, so he was giving himself an extra day of not showering. But man alive, the reaction to this, one of the Glastonbury bots got hold of it. And somebody replies, the festival starts on Wednesday, the music starts on the Friday, but there's plenty to do. You can spend 5 days there without seeing the band and still have an amazing time. Fuck off. This one fella, I don't know who he is, he's the one who shares all the fucking horrible videos. And it's funny that because I got to share in a sauna every day there. Fucking saunas. The thing with Glastonbury in general is well documented. It's, you know, it's hardly the counterculture. It's I'm not knocking it as a thing. I went 20 years ago. I bunked in. At the time, the talk was about digging tunnels and paying some fucking crusty, ask your parents to let you through their tunnel or go over the fucking fence. But the week linking these things is always the human element. So when I went, you went in, you dumped your gear, and when you came back out, this is with a ticket, they'd stamp your arm so you could get back in through the pass out, which was like an infrared thing. So you the idea was they stamp your arm, you come back through the pass out gate, and it'll show up on the, you know, the infrared thing. So I thought, well, I'll chance my arm here. So my mates went off with their tickets. And then I'm stood there. I put 20 quid in my hand and my fist screwed up. I thought, he's bounced. Whoever it is, he's bounced. He just waved me straight through. So that was it. Bump, done. Even then, you know, you could see the direction of travel. And now, you know, it's so far from the original sort of, I guess, the original idea behind it. Free or at least moderately priced love. It's the only thing in popular culture I'm aware of that's kept pace in terms of inflation with Premier League football tickets. In the last 20 years, it's last year when I looked at this, it was about 700% for both things. And you can see it, like the kind of the mob they got going there now. It's kind of like Gascop for influencers, really. In fact, if you put in to Google Glastonbury influencers, you get 197,000 hits. Glastonbury influencer marketing. The easiest way for brands and influencers to find each other. The Glastonbury Music Festival is a prime example of how brands, blah, blah, bloody blah, why... And then we'll get into the Telegraph's why Glastonbury gets better once you're over 30. Here's a clue, it probably doesn't. Anyway, so fuck it. I went once, I've had no inkling to go back. But if you're going, great. We don't all have to like the same fucking things. I'll be watching it on telly, in my undies, cold beer, access to my own toilet, which is almost certainly not going to be overrun by, well, the likes of you, unless... the wife's got something spectacular planned. That's your Max Doom Show episode one. Hope you liked it. If you did, please share. If you want to get in touch, it's maxdoomshow, all one word, at gmail.com. That's for any tips, requests, suggestions, or just plain old abuse. Thanks for listening. Bye.